Hey, now, this is intriguing. When's the last time you were in Italy?
I've never been to Italy.
Oh, I love Italy.
Yeah? How many times you been?
I've been twice.
Have you?
Lucky enough to have been there twice. I love it. I just love the people. I love the food. But I love the Italian Prime Minister. He hasn't been in power for that long, but that's not unusual in Italy. But she's passed her first budget, and she's included a rule allowing shopkeepers, wait for this, and businesses, and I'd be keen to get Scotty Hayward's opinion on this, businesses and shopkeepers will be able to refuse cards and demand cash for payments. In other words, she wants to return to a cash society. Which
well,
is
up to
fantastic.
up to 60 euros or $93 Australian. Well, so it's up to a certain fee.
Now,
so
if you were a business, why would you want cash, Carl?
There's already a present limit.
No, but
you
why
know.
Would you? Why would you want it?
Why not?
Purely to avoid tax cuts.
Well,
purely to avoid.
But
tax.
Also, then though, you've got people spending cash rather than credit card into debt.
You don't have to pay fees on the transaction.
That's true.
I mean, if someone came up with a policy like that in Australia, what kind of reaction would they get?
Well, I think that there is a lot of positives to it. To be honest,
I went to a pub the other day. A pub, right? And tried to pay in cash, and they said, "Sorry, we don't take cash." I thought,
well, that's a joke. You
who's
just walk
ever
out.
Bought a pub and never wanted cash?
Well, you'd walk out. Why would you stay there if they're not going to take your cash? And the point I would make is a lot of people are living beyond their means. So it actually would be a sensible way to actually govern if you think about it. Shall we go to the guru?
We'll go to the guru.